105.7 The X, it's Roxy, and I am backstage in a very sweet air-conditioned room with Sublime, and they're going to rock Minnesota Yacht Festival tonight. They're ready, they're chill, and I got some questions. You guys just dropped new music. It's your first new music, all original, right? New music in almost 30 years. Ensenada, it is really great. I dig it. It sounds a little like Sublime, but it also sounds a little modern. Jacob, you dove in and went back and refreshed on everything. How much of the Sublime from the 90s made it into the new music?
Yeah, man. I mean, I was really grateful for this gig and the opportunity to join the project. So really, it's more like just playing catch up and stuff. I mean, they all know all the songs because they wrote them, dude. Yeah, so it's like, I just wanted to, prove myself and do my part and, like, try to carry that side of things. And, going through definitely the whole catalog a bunch of times and watching a bunch of different live videos to prepare for performances. But then when it came to writing songs for the record, I really went back and listened or re-listened to, because I already like a lot of this music, but just a lot of the stuff that I figured to be Sublime influences, like, you know, Minutemen and Butthole Surfers and Bad Brains and stuff like that. Yeah.
Very nice.
Johnny Osborne.
You guys are coming out with a new album. Is that?
That's the plan.
Do you have a release date?
Oh, man. Probably next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can wait.
Yeah.
We can wait until it's out. Yeah.
I really dug. I dug it. I didn't dug it.
It's been digged.
It's been digged. Feel like that. That felt. It got me in the feels, and it felt like a torch kind of being passed, and I don't know how much emotion went into doing that. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I was extremely emotional, and wait here, give me a second.
No worries.
Hey, can I call you right back? this chick's like interviewing us for like radio. Do you want to say hi?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, I'll talk to you in a second. Let me give you a call right back. All right, bye-bye. Yeah, super emotional, 100%. It was really actually kind of challenging.
Yeah.
I think it always is. It's gotten a lot easier, but it's hard to sort of put into words. But I think it's, it's personal, it's familial, and has to do with one's own sense of self and self-worth and that sort of thing, too. So, but at the end of the day, we're not fucking curing cancer, too. Like, we can't take ourselves to our own stories are not the point. You know, it's everybody else out there who this has affected their lives and had a good time. So at the end of the day, it really was a fun process. And Styx a real pro, dude. He's a great guy to work with.
It was a great song. It really was. And I know our listeners loved it. Something that, talking about doing that, kind of fusing the old and the new. And I know it's in your DNA to be a musician, and you were a musician. You know, I think a lot of people are like, oh, he just showed up. Mm-hmm. But you already were established as a musician.
Yeah, I'm still getting there. Definitely been in and out of a bunch of bands and had some projects with some fans and still do. Jacob's Castle's awesome. And with Sunburnt Records, we're pushing a bunch of local SoCal bands, a bunch of our homies who are great. So I'm involved with them in different ways, whether it's like writing or just, you know, this and that. So this felt like a good timing to do this, you know? And fucking super lucky.
I think it's fantastic. I love that you were able to roll with it. And I love at Riot Fest when you guys were playing, you said, these are my uncles. Is that really?
Oh, dude, it feels like family, man.
Yeah, yeah.
My dad's best friends, and fucking my family knew them forever. My mom, you know, all that stuff, dude. Grew up near each other. Same thing with Dougie and Trey, our other band members in there. Like, they, you know, all grew up in the same spot. And,
feels like home.
Yeah, for sure.
Real quick, if you had a music Mount Rushmore for bands or artists, who would you to play with?
To play with, or just, like, our idols of all time?
Either or. Can't complicate things, right?
The Stones?
Yeah. That would be awesome.
And the
Beatles. That would be killer.
The Stones and the Beatles on the same mountain.
Do it! Mount Rushmore. I'd like that.
Piss everyone off.
Well, you gotta throw Bob up there too then. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he's dead.
That's why he gets in the statue.
I was say all the Mount Rushmore is, but
Mount Rushmore's dead.
It's rock.
Rock and roll.
This guy's good. Guys, do you have any motivational speeches or quotes or inspiration for artists that are out there grinding?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't stop.
I like it. Keep moving. Don't stop.
Keep moving, don't stop. I'm trying to think of something good, but I can't right now.
I can't wait to see your set. I'm going to get closer than I did at Riot Fest, but not too close because it's not Tuesday.
It's going to smell real bad.
It does out there.
Real, it's going to smell complicated and textured, you know? You won't know what you're smelling.
I look forward to trying to identify it.
We're trying to identify.
I'm Roxy. This is 105.7 The X. It's just, you know, it's just sublime. It's a big deal.
Woo!